Item 51, request of Brad Perkins to address council regarding Rose Quarter economic development.
Good morning. Please state your name for the record.
I'm Brad Perkins. I represent the Soul District Business Association. Good morning. Good morning, Joanne.
Good morning.
Welcome to the new board, huh? Thank you. Okay. $500 million is a lot of money. How it gets spent should be a concern by the Portland City Council. For $500 million to widen I-5 lanes at the Rose Quarter does not add lanes to relieve congestion. The $500 million does not come from the city's coffers, but once again, it will do irreparable harm to a former African-American community. As an officer of the Soul District Business Association, I'm also a head of the Transportation Committee, we are experiencing, once again, the heavy hand of ODOT in bulldozing through with their plans without listening to alternatives. You commissioners on the City Council need to stop and think what damage to the businesses and lost productivity will occur during the 3+ years of demolition and rebuilding 5 viaducts in the heart of the business district in Central East Side. We were at the North Northeast Quadrant meetings 5 years ago expressing our opposition to this plan. Now that we're finally at a critical planning stage, $500 million is earmarked for it from ODOT. PBOT believes it is a given that it's going to happen. But PBOT is not asking the community for a better plan. We must take it or leave it. Serious accident counts are few on this section of I-5 because traffic is slower. A $500 million project that will make a suburban interchange in an urban context should have a citizens involvement committee. Some parts of it is fine. You know, we've got a bridge planned over the I-5 for pedestrians and bicycles. That's okay. A new entrance from Widler south to I-5 makes sense as well. But in the city's comprehensive plan, it calls out for a need to study a HSR, or high-speed rail station, at the Rose Quarter. This new CIC, Citizens Involvement Committee, should study new streets, high-speed rail, and development for the Rose Quarter and I-5 areas. The city should tell ODOT to use that $500 million for a new multimodal bridge for vehicles and trains situated next to the BNSF rail bridge. You know where that is? Over the Columbia River. Wow. Wouldn't that be great? A new crossing that relieves congestion at the Rose Quarter for sure, because high-speed rail will be a corridor that could connect to this bridge. It will also have vehicles on it as well. A new Cascadia, let me just finish this one sentence. HSR is coming. Washington and British Columbia have earmarked $1.2 billion for the study.
I need you to wrap it up.
Okay.
Your time is up.
And Washington is also forming a committee that will make high-speed rail happen. So let's get on board and let's deal
okay.
with ODOT.
Mr. Perkins, your time is up. Thank you
very much for your
and
time.
I know
you're the Commissioner of Transportation, so this is very important to you.
I would like to let the public know that ODOT will be opening up public comment for 30 days starting in February, so there will be
one hearing.
Please don't interrupt me. There will be opportunity for public feedback on this project. There will be a public hearing, and we are also working on creating a steering committee that will include all vital stakeholders. And if it seems needed, we will advocate for extending the comment period. Carla, please.